honey-soiled chicken news. A venomous spider was spotted in Sir Advait's travel bag this morning. Residents screamed for their lives as the spider ventured deeper into Advait's travel bag. When Sir Advait entered the room and saw the spider venturing into his bag, he was seen sprinting frantically out of the dorm. That was called the Geek Dormitory. One claims that Sir Advait was being a little bit of a geek by sprinting like this, but Sir Advait claims that he had to go outside to play some football.
You see, the boys were not happy about this, and without a millisecond to think, they unleashed their torturous weapons. Deodorant. Sir Zohan unleashed his special Lynx Cookie Limited Edition Spray. Sir Jacob also unleashed his Ice Chill Lynx Spray. Sir Ved had his bug killing spray, and so did Sir Ridvik. All the boys gathered up and bullied the spider, so it regret even coming into the dorm. But this did not work. They needed something else.
Soon after, however, came a savior. Mrs. Maslin! Yay! She heroically stepped into the messy dorm and took charge. While screaming at Jacob to bring a mug, she picked up the Uno reverse card underneath Sir Advait's bed and got ready. Jacob came screaming with the mug and handed it to Mrs. Maslin. It took time, but she managed to capture it and save the day. And with that, the spider was defeated.
Ba 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 ba.
Welcome to Pink Lasagna News. Students Kate Grogan, Charlotte Parker, Amelia Windsor, and Adam Glass were suspected by one of the O'Connor House captains, Ashton Robin, of snapping a branch of the big tree at Camp Q. On Thursday at 3 o'clock, the suspected students were playing on the tree when suddenly, snap, something broke. "What was that?" exclaimed Adam. "I don't know," said Charlotte. "Why don't you look around?"
Eyewitness Sire Quatermain says I was just standing in front of the tree when I heard a loud snap. I climbed through the branches of the tree and saw everyone staring at the giant crab underneath Adam's feet. Kate, Amelia, Charlotte and Astrid decided to get revenge on Adam Glass. So in the middle of the night, these students put peanut butter on the tree. The next morning, Adam Glass was found covered in peanut butter. The mystery still remains, but peanut butter saves the day for the meantime.
See you tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Bye!
Ba 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 ba.
Ba 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 ba. Ba-da-bum.
Welcome back to Marine News.
Today, on the 19th, 8th, 2020, a terrible incident happened that left Amelia Windsor and fisherman Adam Glass baffled.
That's right, folks. And now we're going to hear the story from Amelia herself.
Well, Amelia, what happened?
I had just cast my rod covered in seaweed to disguise my hook out into the sea. Then the lion flew out to sea with a big dark shadow following it.
What do you think took your bait?
A sea monster, of course.
Oh my goodness, wow! How did you feel?
Well, what would you think when you see a sea monster? Ah, of course!
Well, the beach is closed until the marine beast is found. Local residents and fishermen have been on the lookout. The sea monster was big and fierce, as Adam the Glass describes it. Well, we can only hope that them pair can sleep at night time without having the disastrous dreams of the sea monster.
Welcome to Drama News. Shower dramas at Camp Q.
Girls in Eclipse Dorm, Tiana, Ariana, Stacey, Addie and Caitlin and more, had a showdown about who was showering first. "First in, best dress," stated Addie. "I was scared," Safira said in her hiding place. Girls in the Break Sea Dorm could hear the argument taking place.
Addie and Caitlin locked themselves in the bathroom and had their showers quickly escaped the wall. Due to the argument, the girls didn't have a proper sleep and were put off their fishing game just to catch a big pile of sloppy green seaweed.
Bum, bum, ba, dum.
Breaking news. Catastrophe struck on Monday 17th at 4 p.m. in Dorm 2.
Witness Sia Quartermain has stayed in the same dorm as Miss Ariana Stanley, who poshly stated to Mrs. Quartermain, who was thongless in the shower.
Ew! If you don't go in the shower without thongs, you get foot fungus.
Foot fungus police, Miss Patel stated. Quarantine fungus is the worst of its kind. Foot fungus survivor Adam Glass barely dodged the fungus bullet as he thonglessly entered the shower. Now, Miss Ariana Stanley has been sent back to the isolation center, her house, as she unfortunately didn't make the cut.
See you back for the story of the missing orange.
Welcome back to the useless news. When a rumor at Camp Coronop has put two boys on the edge of the court. On Tuesday, 18th of August, 2020, two boys by the name of Tim Scanlon and Declan Bartles, illegally named a duo of ruse by the names Qantas and Virgin. After the incident, the two Aussie plane companies, Virgin and Qantas, have sued Tim for starting the Siroccus.
They have expected $100,000 to be shared to each company. Eyewitness report Ashton Raven states, I joined the naming because it was fun and enjoyable. Also, we never suspected a single fine to these two names. As the two ruse are confused and are being caught, the boys are now being questioned for this behaviour.
Cookies news. The shocking incident of cauliflower, not potato. Last night, the shocking event of cauliflower bake made many kids think that the sloppy bake was a potato bake. The witness of Miss Stally spat out a whole chunk of cauliflower because she thought it was potato.
Ariana Stally said that she didn't have meat but greens and the cauliflower thing. I thought it was potato and I had nothing for dinner. From further questioning, Miss Stally said that potatoes grow more brain cells and can give you better vision. Everyone knows that.
Welcome back to AQN. On the 19th of August 2020, Year 6H went fishing down at Emu Point and fished up a storm of seaweed.
Eyewitnesses Mr. Advait Nitin and Mr. Toby Jacobson have put up signs that say, no fish, only seaweed for future fishes.
The two Year 6 campers went to try and catch a fish, but instead caught a lump of seaweed. In the process, Mr. Nitin got drenched from toe to ankle trying to untangle the seaweed from the fishing line.
Mr. Toby Jacobson stated that I can't untangle the seaweed. I have shoes on.
So Mr. Nitin had to do all of the work. Mr. Nitin also claimed that it was disgusting and I never want to do it again. Thanks for watching AQN.
In this next story, we would like to congratulate Miss Astrid Raven for setting a new world record on climbing the tree near the log playground. Miss Raven has returned to the tree countless times to practice her world record climbing. Proof of her abnormal climbing ability is that she can stretch herself from the top of one bumper to the other. This has often given her the name of Spider Monkey. The record-breaking height that she set was an astounding 3.5 metres.
At this height, she could see all the way to the dining hall. To acknowledge her abilities, we should vote her into the World Tree Climbing Hall of Fame. And in a recent interview with Miss Raven, she said, it's odd to be invited into the Tree Climbing Hall of Fame, because I didn't even know tree climbing is a sport. We hope to see further achievements in the future.
Welcome back to ABC News. A major incident occurred at Camp Coronup last night. Three dormmates were causing major damage to their temporary accommodation. According to the citizens of Albany, situated nearby the incident, most stated that they resembled the sound of a herd of pigs. The three students, Sophia Patel, Sia Quartermain, and Astrid Raven, broke several floorboards and bones. It is also stated that they caused additional damage to a wall which they allegedly crashed through sliding through their dorm room. The tree was sliding, snorting, and constantly falling, getting back up again and causing more damage. An ambulance was immediately called to the site, where they were took straight to the hospital, only allowed to leave several weeks later. As soon as they left, they were immediately ordered to go to a psychiatrist every day for the next 6 months until they were able to explain the situation and how it happened in the first place.
Recent tragedy with daily dramatic news. Life-threatening accident leaves young girl in hospital.
In blaring lights, Addison McKay traumatized in hospital with a sharp arrow through her left foot. The young girl lies in hospital waiting to recover as seconds go by like days.
Addison has reported Camp Coronup as the worst experience ever.
Witnesses Charlotte Parker and Astrid Raven claim Silas' actions were taken purposefully due to their intense rivalry.
See you soon at 6 p.m. for your daily dramatic news.
Welcome back to Blue Chair News, where we have an extreme incident of blister explosion at Camp Coronup.
Mav Meadows was walking on the creaking floorboard when he felt a sharp pain on his bottom of his foot. Mav let out an ear-piercing shriek.
His friends rushed over and said, "What happened?" Mav responded with, "Something got my foot!" His friends checked out what was wrong with his foot. "Mav, that's just a blister," said one of his friends called Sal. When suddenly, boom! Blood flew everywhere, kids screaming in horror. The blister had popped.
Welcome back to the news. On Tuesday, the 18th of August, 2020, two dorms had a ding-dong ditch war. A ding-dong ditch war is some weirdos started when they decided to annoy some neighbors by knocking on their door and running away.
This lasted for half an hour, ending abruptly when the police were called in. Both sides agreed that this was the most exhilarating time of their life.